Mend up your stocking hole, cause this lump ain't made of coal. I've got a boner for Christmas. Cranberry sauce, green beans, and muffins. You be the turkey and I'm the stuffing. I've got a boner for Christmas. Stocking and let me put my cock in. I've got a boner for Christmas. All year you've been in a rut. This time let's do it in the butt. I've got a boner for Christmas.
Son of a bitch, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, gun. You thought I was
going to
say son of a bitch, didn't you?
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
I know we fucked up when we didn't play Sandler's Thanksgiving song. And I think this is the last show before Christmas, so you're going to hear that one. Oh, I'm pretty sure we got some Corey Taylor lined up. You know, the classics, if you will.
All the good ones.
Yeah.
All the good ones.
But, well, fuck, we should probably just jump right out into a Christmas miracle that happened last night.
You talking about the game?
Yeah.
And see, I had to go to a company like Christmas like manager party thing, like at the, which it was a whiskey cake, which whiskey cake is freaking awesome.
All new Pizza Hut $7 deal lovers menu. Choose
what
your
is that?
$7 faves, 7 days
tell
a
week. Don, yours?
That was a Pizza Hut commercial. That's
nice.
What that was.
Yeah. Apparently I talk about whiskey cake and they have to play Pizza Hut. But yeah, so it was, we went to whiskey cake and then, so I had to, like, I got home after halftime.
Well,
so I only caught the second half, which worked out.
You caught the best part.
Yeah.
And honestly, not that it was, you know, it wasn't a, oh shit, we don't have this type game. Like, you know.
No.
It definitely, the whole feel from beginning to end was, you know, we have a shot, but we also got Drew Luck, so who fucking knows?
Yeah.
But I find it, one, I mean, the game was, that last drive was fucking phenomenal.
Oh, it was amazing.
I don't want to take anything away from that. I mean, that was fucking gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But as I'm scrolling the old book of face after the game, you know, I like to see the overreactions and what people are thinking and who they're poking fun at. And then you get fucking idiots like this guy, Tom Smiley, who's a huge Cowboys fan, shits on the Seahawks all the time, but because we beat the Eagles, that kept the Cowboys in first place.
You know, he loves us now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There was
a lot of people that I know that are Cowboys fans and stuff like that were like, oh, yeah.
And don't get me wrong. You know, there's times I've cheered for, you know, or I cheer against somebody to win, so that'll help us out. But I don't cheer for the Rams to ever win.
No.
Like, that's our rival. Like, I want them, and I shit on them all the time, you know? Or let's say the Rams were playing the fucking Cowboys.
See, that's a tough one. I don't know who to root for in that one.
Well, the Cowboys are my most despised team ever. So,
yeah, that's true.
I can't.
And see, for me, I would root for the Rams because anybody who listens and pays attention knows that before the Rams got moved, or before the Seahawks got moved, I was a Rams fan.
Yeah, I mean, I was a Niners fan before that happened too. But
yeah, when the Seahawks were AFC, I was a Rams fan. So I would root for the Rams long before I would root for Dallas.
Well, and I actually struggled with the Niner thing when we first moved. Right, I was like, oh my God, like this is the Niners. This is the winning team I grew up with. Like this is the Joe Montana and Jerry Rice and just people that football fans who, no matter what team you were a part of, loved. Right? The Rices, the Montanas, the Youngs, the Roger Craigs, Ronnie Lotts, and, you know, all this shit. And it wasn't until, this is the one thing I have to thank T.O. for. It wasn't until T.O. pulled out that fucking Sharpie that I went, fuck everything 49ers.
Yeah.
And now they're pissing me back off because I want to like them. I like Brock Purdy.
In that, I'll be honest, that is one of the toughest things for me. I hate the 49ers, but I like Brock Purdy, and I like his story.
I like Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Loved him in college. Loved him in, you know, with Carolina. I have nothing against Deebo Samuel. By all looks from the outside in, he seems like a good dude. He plays amazing football. Brandon Ayuk. I love George fucking Kittle.
Yeah, but it's so tough because they're 49ers.
I get that, but they're starting to put those, no matter who you are, likable people on the fucking field. Right? It was easy to hate Kaepernick. He was a cocky little fuck, you know? It was easy to hate T.O. It, like, that helped build my hate towards the 49ers. Michael Crabtree. Piece of crap. Like, easy to hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, Fred Warner. Fucking, you know, the next iteration of Bobby Wagner. Probably a little bit better. And again, by all accounts, does everything right. You know, outside of football.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. It sucks, but I've not gotten to the point like I am with Dallas. Dallas could put all those guys on that team, and I see that star, and they're dead to me. Absolutely dead to me. But
yeah.
That game last night was pretty good.
It was. I mean, like I said, I only caught the second half, but wow.
Tosh was wrapping presents during the first half, not really paying attention. And she looked up, I think it was on, it may have been the Kenny Walker touchdown run. And all of a sudden, she put all the wrapping shit and pushed it in the corner. And didn't even look at her phone. Kind of blew me away.
Yeah, see, your wife's different than mine.
But
my wife went to bed.
Oh.
Like right before they started that final drive.
Well, 10 o'clock your time, 8 o'clock our time, you know, in that into that fourth quarter.
Yeah, so she went to bed pretty much right before that final drive. Mm. But I would say I woke her up twice after that, so.
Just hooting and hollering?
Yeah. And scaring the animals. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Now, I did a lot of cursing in that game. And came real close. Fucking fantasy football. Let's just go with that. Fucking fantasy football.
I'm out of my money league. I was first all freaking season. And I had so many injured players, I didn't even have a shot.
So I had a bye week in my money league. But I'm talking about our league.
Oh, our league, yeah, I completely swamped all over Joe.
I needed a win. We talked last week. I needed a win to play you in the first round of the playoffs, but I also needed Corey to lose.
Yeah.
And I was down by 5.5 points, something like that. All I had left was Jason Myers last night. I needed two fucking field goals. And the first time they get in field goal range, they send the offense out on fourth down. And I was like, what? Pete Carroll doesn't do this. We're a field goal kicking team. You're not going to fucking start now that I need two field goals. I've got 15 years of fucking screaming at Pete Carroll about go for it. It's fourth and inches. What are you doing? To now you're going to do it? And the first time he did it to just try to get him off sides, and it didn't work. So he called timeout, and he sent the kicking team out. And the second time, thank God we had that fucking false start that sent us back. Was it the false start or was it? I think it was that that weird play where they called it incomplete, but Drew Locke was sacked. And then they went out and they snapped the ball, but Pete Carroll called a timeout right before they snapped. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it might have been that one. But they were going to go for it again, and I'm like, what the fuck? And now instead of fourth and less than one, it was fourth and six. And so they kicked the field goal. I got my 6 points. I won. But Jalen Hurts shows up with fucking some disease. And that's who Rod needed him to score, and A.J. Brown. And they got a combined 27 points. But Corey had Kenneth Walker III, who had 17.2. And he lost by 14. So I am not in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know.
You are in the playoffs.
Yeah, but I could have lost this week and still been in the playoffs.
I get that, but whatever you did didn't matter to me.
Hey, I whooped Samomo's ass, but like I said, it's Joe Samomo. I mean, it's, you know, it's like, I don't know, kicking the crippled kid. But, I mean, just, yeah.
So
doesn't have a whole lot of to it when, you know, I mean, it's Joe. It was too easy.
I mean, I finished fifth at 8-7. I knocked Steven down to sixth. And you knocked Joe doesn't even get to play in the consolation bracket. He's done for the year.
And I did good.
And my brother's done for the year. They both finished 5-10. Joe Samomo was third in the league in points scored.
Yeah, but everyone point. How many did he give up?
Oh, he gave up 1,737. He gave up the most in the league by far.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed like every time anyone played Joe, it was just like, yeah, my team's going to go completely fucking apeshit this week. And they did. But, and whooped Joe's butt.
See, Corey.
I almost feel bad for him. Almost.
Corey scored the least amount of points in the league. He's in the playoffs.
That means he'll be easy to take out.
He scored 1,500 on the dot.
That's it?
But he only gave up 1,487.
Wow.
Yeah. To be honest, I think I beat him twice this year. Just nobody scores against him. So, and then you brought up Money League.
No, my Money League went to, I'm so mad. The first round of the playoffs and I'm out. I'm done. Gone. Because our playoffs started because we had six people got in the playoffs. So our playoffs started this week and I'm done.
So we have six people in the playoffs too. And ours started this last week. But we do first and second place team have a bye.
Yeah.
So, I scored 179.2 points last week for nothing.
Nice.
For nothing. It was a bye week. It counts for nothing.
That's not good.
And that was with Jared Allen only having 19. But like I said, you have a lot of the same players. So McCaffrey with 36. I have Ty Chandler for Minnesota, who had almost 25. Kyren Williams for the Rams, 22.5. Addison, 26. Debo Samuel, 18. All for fucking nothing. I think I even talked about it on the show last week. Like, watch, I'm going to have a bye. My team's going to erupt. And next week when it counts, I'll get nothing.
Yeah, that's how it usually works.
My only saving grace, I'm the only team in our money league not to score under 100 in any week this year. It could also be scary. Yeah. Next week's my turn.
And that's it. I freaking, the team that my, I've always been like one of the top scorers in this last week. Yeah, I barely hit 90.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little worried because I got Niners defense and 240. I got McCaffrey and Debo, and they're playing the Baltimore Ravens, which is a tough lineup. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know. So, who knows? We'll see. We'll see. I'm either swimming in a little bit of money next week, or I'm very unhappy.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm completely out of it.
So,
I'm not happy at all. I mean, that was a $700 payout.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. That is, yeah. That's rough.
First place took $700.
That's rough.
And to go out in the first round of the playoffs, where like the week before I scored 150 points, this week 90. Well, part of it too, I sat freaking Hurts.
That didn't hurt though, right? He didn't have a great game.
He didn't have a great game, but I freaking had Goff in his place.
Didn't the Lions like?
Oh wait, not Goff. Who did I have?
Well, I don't know.
It wasn't Goff. It was freaking, sorry, the Rams. What's his name? The other, the one that used to be Detroit.
Stafford?
Yeah. And he did not do well.
Oh.
So I had Stafford. He got 18 points, and I guess it was only a few points. I mean, Hurts only got 23, but, you know, but I had Metcalf. He got, you know, only 10, which was good. But then I had Davis in Buffalo who got nothing.
Yeah. They destroyed, Buffalo destroyed the Cowboys. Yeah. Jared Allen only completed 7 passes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had Eckler, you know, who I figured that, you know, he would run a bunch, that Chargers would run a bunch. Nope. Got 5 points for him. So, I mean, like, everybody I had just, like, didn't do nothing. I had Allen, but he was out, so I had to sit him for Davis, who got me Jack. So, I mean, it was like, just, yeah, nothing went my way this week.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have weeks like that. It just sucks that it was that week.
Yep. And I didn't, I had Witherspoon was, because we play one defensive player, and Witherspoon, so I had to, like, sit him to play another guy. So, I mean, like, all my, it was just one of those weeks that it was like all of a sudden, oh, wait, everything's going bad. Yeah. But it happens.
Well, bummer.
It happens. So, but I'm winning the Re-Nerdish League. So
I was going to say, you can win no money now. And yeah. Seaman, I've won it twice.
And just bragging rights.
You have not won it.
Nope.
Yeah, but it's fun bragging rights.
It is.
I mean, when you think about it, when, I mean, you can brag over me, of course. That is what it is. I'm not a fantasy god by any stretch of the imagination or use of the word fantasy, for that matter. But Steven, Samomo,
yeah,
Pickett, all fun to shit talk with.
They are. They are.
And two, and brag, you know. So.
Oh, yeah. See, and in my money league, I was basically just like the Cowboys. I had a good season, did great, and then when it mattered, I fucking choked.
That's awesome. That might be my second favorite joke you've told on the show.
I mean, that's the Cowboys. That's what they do forever. I did make sure that we, one of my coworkers is a big Cowboys fan. So I made sure when I walked in on Monday and said, how about them boys? He's like, shut the fuck up.
I'd have just walked in and been like, I'm part of the mafia now, bitch.
Yeah, he's not happy.
That's awesome. I'd get my ass beat so quick down there.
Oh, yeah.
So, Did you happen to watch Merry Little Batman?
No, I did not get a chance to. It's been a crazy week.
Oh, yeah. It happens. Yeah. It happens. I did watch not a new Christmas movie, but I watched a new show, and I couldn't stop watching. I binged the whole fucking season. Have you seen or heard of Obliterated?
No.
I'm going to play the trailer for you, because I think it'll probably do a better job than me explaining it. Yeah. But holy shit, was this fucking amazing.
We believe he was drugged.
Any idea what drugs they gave him?
All of them.
Ah, I was hoping it was longer than that. What the fuck?
Maybe if I started to drugs, all of them.
3, 2, 1.
And we all like drugs.
Finish this.
We have the nuke.
Get me Haggerty.
Who has one thumb and just saved Las Vegas? This guy!
That mother...
We just saved Vegas. And if the world knew what we did here today, they'd want us to party like the rock stars we are.
Are you feeling it?
I think that's gonna drink.
Oh, I'm feeling it. Okay.
You feeling it?
Okay.
Bomb you deactivated was a fake. We still have the 5-kiloton nuclear device. You have until 9 a.m. If you do not comply, the city will be obliterated.
See, this is why I don't drink.
Oh, good for you, Paul. We should all be so fucking boring.
Did you hit someone?
Of course not.
What the?
Now, I don't care how messed up we are. We're still the best in the game.
Let's do it!
Make one move and I'll blow you motherfuckers away.
I have a clean shot.
Even though I am half drunk, and he is fully drunk and high, we're the only people on the planet who can keep it from getting blown to hell.
We believe he was drugged.
Any idea what drugs they gave him?
All of them.
What was that?
Was that C. Thomas Howell's?
Oh, it is. Oh, it is. That is old soda pop Curtis.
See, we have completely different, or you know, the what was it, the movie where he plays the black guy. What is that movie called? Haven't you ever seen that? I mean, it's one of those movies that, I mean, I'm surprised he's not canceled just because he did this movie in the 80s. He basically, what is it? He wants to get a scholarship, so he takes a bunch of tanning pills and makes himself, like, so tan that he looks black, and he basically gets a scholarship and goes to school as black. No, it's horrible. I mean, it's hilarious, but, I mean, it's...
Well, we both have a soft spot for fucking movies that are dog shit, but somehow are the most enjoyable fucking things on the face of the planet.
Yeah. So Soul Man, I think, is what it's called.
What is it?
I think it's called Soul Man.
I'm scrolling his IMDb right now. But this 8 episodes long right now. This is the first season. And literally did not move from the couch. Watched the whole fucking thing Saturday morning. I started at like 4 a.m. And I was like, oh, I'm going to check this out and see what it's about. Like, the trailer looked kind of good. And I was like, yeah, let me check it out. Tosh woke up middle of episode 2, maybe episode 3. And she didn't move. And we literally sat there and watched it. And now I will warn you, a lot of ding dong.
Yeah, it happens.
A lot of ding dong. See Thomas Howe ding dong.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize being in the movie E.T. made your ding dong look like E.T. But it did. When did that movie come out? Because I'm not seeing.
1986.
Moonlight. Oh, Soul Man right there.
Yep.
But.
He literally. Yeah. Like, basically, he becomes a black. I mean, it's like the whole movie's blackface. It's bad.
Oh.
But it's amazing.
Like Tropic Thunder amazing?
Yeah.
So this one.
And I mean, the stereotypes that they like playing them. There's a couple scenes where you're like, wow.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
This is kind of Suicide Squad-ish meets Mod Squad without, like, no superpower, nothing, you know. Nothing crazy like that, but it's. We talked about Happy.
Oh, I love that show.
And you're literally watching this, right? And that first episode, they show him, you know, defusing the fake nuke or the decoy,
yeah,
and then partying. And then it ends with what they showed in the trailer. Oh, that was fake. You have till 9 to find the real one or comply with our blah, blah, blah. And everybody's fucked up. Except for that, the Asian guy who's he's a Navy, no, Air Force pilot, and he flies helicopter. Like, that's how he got on this team.
Yeah.
And, so you're watching, and the whole time he's sober, episode by episode goes, and then all of a sudden, a fucking gremlin shows up sitting next to him in the helicopter, and come to find out, he's fucked up too. See Thomas Howe spike the guacamole with LSD.
Nice.
And he's got a gremlin talking to him through the whole fucking rest of the show. I'm telling you guys out there, telling you, Mike, fucking watch it, man. I think you will love the shit out of it.
Hmm.
It's the perfect combination of old school action, big explosions and, you know, shit like that, with a good little blend of actual violent gore, a la Deadpool, and like the opening sequence of Deadpool, where you actually are seeing body parts and blood splatter and shit like that. And then the comedy in it is just fucking second to none. Do I warn you or do I let your eyes burn?
I mean, it's up to you. I mean, you can warn me if you want, or, you know, make my eyes burn.
There's a scene I had to turn away. There's a torture scene, and they show it. Watch it.
See, now I want to watch it just because now you've got me like, what the fuck is that? And see, I have a good way to watch it now too, because I don't know if you saw my picture of what I won at my work Christmas party. Mm-mm. I won. It's a projector home theater setup.
Maybe I did.
With like a 120 inch like screen, but I already had a 120 inch screen because I had it from when I, you know, I had one with a frame. So I put that up in the garage where my gym is, and I got it to hang from the ceiling so I can sit in there and watch, like, while I'm running on the treadmill, on whatever, and watch on my big 120 inch screen.
Well, jump out and get some exercise in, because I'm fucking telling you, it's fucking phenomenal.
I'm going to have to watch that. And then there's, and then Amber got me the MetaQuest 3 for Christmas, so.
The what?
Because now that we don't have kids, we're not putting shit under the tree. It's like, if it shows up, it's like, here you go. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. God, you're such a Scrooge.
Well, part of what it is because the thing that we have, we're leaving literally the day after Christmas to go see all the kids in Palm Springs and spend a week in California. So we're not going to be able to play with our gifts except for Monday. I mean, you know, Christmas Day, and then we won't see him for a week.
We so left we're pretty Christmas much like Day the week. And still did everything the right way.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're going to do stockings on Christmas, but we pretty much already, yeah.
Pathetic.
Hey, it's different when you don't have kids. I mean, it's just for what works for us.
I'm a big freaking kid. I don't know how much different it's going to be.
Yeah, no.
I don't know how much different it is going to be. So
I know the big difference is that pants are like fucking overrated.
Now, that I'll be honest, there's a lot of times I come home from work.
I mean, I'm poo-bearing it right now, just so you know.
And take, you know, step in the bathroom, take the pants off, walk in the bedroom and lay on the bed for an hour before I get up and introduce myself to the family.
Yeah. You know. I mean, I'm poo-bearing it right now, man. I mean, Donald Duck, Pooh Bear, they all had it right, man. Just no pants. I mean, you got to wear the shirt. I'm not a fucking animal, but.
Are you, like, poo-bearing it, no underwear? Poo-bearing it?
That's for you to guess.
Wait, this isn't right.
You never know.
More time in our bed, and we don't ever let it bother us. But the couch or the recliner or the dining room chair.
Yeah. That's just weird.
We don't want our naked bits on it.
No.
I mean,
because when you're on the bed, you like spread out your weight across the whole thing. When you're sitting, you literally, it's just your butt like grinding into the seat. Because all your weight's right on your butt.
Yeah.
And plus, like I said, I have a leather seat, and that's, I mean, I don't want my butt to stick to the seat.
That's one way to get a waxing.
It would be. That'd be painful.
That's a way to get a waxing.
That would be.
Oh, I was trying to look to see if I Googled anything fun.
The toilet tornado.
Did we talk? We talked about that last week, right?
I don't know. Did we? Or was that like a conversation we had like after? I think that was a conversation we had after we recorded.
Was it? Well, now I got to go back and look.
I don't know.
Let me see here. Where were we messaging? Was it under Mike or Brandon?
I think it might have been under Mike, but I don't know, because, well, then we had the whole thing, too, of you not knowing what your own freaking phone number is or your own address.
Yeah, I fucked that up.
You almost didn't get your freaking presents because, yeah, literally at that point.
The fuck did we message under?
It was texting.
Ah,
it was Wednesday, so it was after. But, yeah, it was, we were literally,
we recorded Thursday last week.
Oh, we did. So, yeah, it might have been afterwards.
So, it was before. Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Yeah. But, yeah, we were literally at the place, and that, like, when you messaged and said, oh, shit, I fat-fingered, she was handing us the receipt saying, okay, is this all correct?
Yeah. Well, I figured that because you sent the picture of the receipt.
Well, that was afterwards where you had actually, she'd already given us one, and then we were like, and then you said, oh, wait, no, I fat figured. And I'm like, oh, that's not right. And then suddenly you said street. And I'm like, wait, what? Now is it avenue? Now you're street. Yeah. So I literally I messaged Tosh, and then I freaking looked at like one of your old events when you finally said, yeah, this is what it really is. So.
Yeah, that was Saturday too, right? I was watching Obliterated. Yeah. So I was, yeah. I'll be honest, I wasn't paying real close attention to the text coming through.
I noticed.
Show
but we got it. We got it mailed, so it's on its way to you.
I
like I said, don't open it because we didn't wrap anything. It's just literally in the box.
Okay.
So
I've got one being sent through Amazon, but I think it said it won't be there till like the 4th or something.
Okay, that'll work.
So obviously, or honestly, I didn't remember Conroe, Texas, when you moved. I just knew Houston suburb, right? And then last week when we were talking addresses and blah, 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 and you brought up Conroe, And you brought, what was the other one you brought up that you're actually closer to, but.
Cut and Shoot.
Cut and Shoot, that's right. But I'm on a He-Man page on Facebook, like people buying toys and where they're getting them and at what price and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden somebody posted, do you have a Walmart in Conroe?
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody posted, oh, I bought these at the, they said the like address or street or whatever.
The, yeah, because there's two.
Huh?
There's two.
The Ridgefield or something.
Yeah.
Walmart in Conroe. And then I'm looking through the comments, and there had to have been like 10 people. I live there. Oh, I live there. Oh, I got to go. I'm close. Like, the fuck? I thought you said it was a town of like 4 people.
No, no, no. The actual, like, Conroe's huge. Conroe's a big suburb. Cut and Shoot's a town of like 4 people.
Oh, okay. I had them backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I live... I'm like pretty much within like 5 miles of Cut and Shoot, but I'm like actually like 15 miles from Conroe, but for whatever reason, Conroe's our address.
Okay.
Yeah. But Conroe's a pretty big town. So.
Well, yeah, two Walmarts.
They've got two Walmarts, like Home Depot, Lowe's. They've got all of it. There's huge. It's a pretty big town. So Cut and Shoot's like 8 people, but actually it's more than that. I think it's like 100, but.
Huh. But so, I thought, like I said, I thought it was funny because all of a sudden there was all these people. Oh, I live in Conroe. Oh, I live in, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a decent sized town. So I keep hoping that it's going to be like one of those things where like Cut and Shoot gets bigger and they make it like the city limits and we end up in Cut and Shoot, because I would much rather live in Cut and Shoot, Texas.
Yeah.
Just to say I live in Cut and Shoot, Texas. I almost... There was a house that we looked at when we were looking down here that was on Robert E. Lee Lane in Cut and Shoot, Texas.
That
was like, oh, this is going to be so much fun giving your address. I can't send things to you because I can't write that down.
Well, you can. You just don't have a return to sender address on there.
Yeah.
You just can't receive shit.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
Either that or everything you receive will be anonymous, too.
Yeah.
I did see on HBO it came out. I don't know if you've watched. Have you watched Barbie yet?
Yes, actually, we have. When we were back in town for over Thanksgiving, that was one of the things. Me, Amber, Zoe, and Austin got drunk and watched it.
Yeah? Worth it?
Yes.
Okay, I keep debating.
It's one of those ones. It's funny. Like, did you ever watch the Dora the Explorer?
Oh yeah, movie? Loved it.
It's not as funny, but it's in that same vein.
Okay.
Where they're making fun of you, they're making fun of Barbie. Like, there's one part where she's like in the real world, and they say something about, and she's like, "I don't even have a vagina," you know, kind of thing. I mean, it's yeah. I mean, it's they're making fun of it at the same time as like, you know, and a lot of people made the whole thing of the like the transgender whatever. I didn't even notice that one of the characters is transgender.
Oh.
So, but that was like the big thing when it came out. Oh, they're promoting that. Yes. I mean, Zoe hadn't said something, like, I heard there was some problem with transgender. And Austin's like, yeah, I think that one's transgender. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it was worth it. It's funny. I mean, it was, yeah. The whole beach scene that they're going to beat you off. Yeah, it was.
Well, like I said, I noticed it popped up on, and HBO Max is going like all in on it. Like, yeah, you can't scroll a subcategory without seeing something promoting the Barbie movie.
Yeah, it was. I was cracking up. So, I thought it was hilarious.
I just hadn't pulled the trigger yet, and I was like, ah, do I?
Yeah, it's funny. It was one of those. I didn't expect it at all. But it was funny.
Been trying to get in Christmas movies and try to get this the spirit going. I mean, it's fucking weird. I don't know how. Well, I know how you do it because you don't really care all that much about Christmas. But I don't know how people in your new state fucking do it. Where, I mean, it's been 50 for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. We've actually been cold up here, colder than normal. It's been in the high 50s, low 60s.
Like, we haven't even had our first freeze yet.
Wow. That global warming's hitting you.
And it just, It's got a weird vibe, you know, and then dealing with my mom and her sickness has kind of hampered it a little bit. Tasha's mom just had cancer removed from her nose like a week ago. You know, there's just been weird vibage.
Yeah, I could see, I get that. I mean, because that's one thing, you know. I mean, some people know, some don't. I mean, it hasn't been, like, hugely. And I think I mentioned it last week. My brother died over Thanksgiving, right before Thanksgiving. Amber's grandfather actually died last week.
Oh.
So it's been an interesting month. Yeah. Let's just say that. So.
And so I've been trying at night. Like, I think last night I called the kids out and we watched Home Alone. You know, just... last night was Monday, so Sunday night we watched, we didn't end up doing family or Sunday night dinner because Toby's sick, like, bruised,
mentally,
bruised ribs from coughing sick.
Oh.
Yeah. He's, I mean, thank God no school because he can't afford to miss school, but, yeah, he's pretty down in the dumps right now, so we've been, so Sunday night we watched Christmas Vacation.
Nice.
I think tonight we're talking about, now that Bella is out of class and doesn't have to sit online till 8:30 or whatever, watching that Candy Cane Lane.
Yeah, let me know how that one is. I haven't watched that one yet.
Yeah, so
we did. Yeah, because we've done Violent Night because I just love that movie. Then we went and saw Die Hard at the movie theaters.
Yep.
We watched Better Off Dead. So we've been watching a few here and there. So, but
yeah, and I did see, I think HBO Max has Gremlins in their holiday collection. I thought about watching that, and
that's another good one.
I did it on my own because I think I'm the only real fan of it. But Surviving Christmas is probably my top five Christmas category.
Yeah, you've talked about that one. You like that one. So, and then I've been a little bit into it this year because, like, my work had a Christmas party that was at this cool little, like, Christmas village thing. It was weird because it was outside, but, you know, but I won the, you know, like that thing that I was talking about. And then we did a white elephant gift on Monday, you know, at work. And I made sure to get, and of course, being the Seattle guy, I brought a Starbucks cup with a gift card. But I walked away from that with some cool, like, beer or bar stuff, like ice maker and all that kind of stuff, and a bottle of Makers. So,
and see, that might be the other problem. We haven't had our Bunko party, so we haven't had that kickoff.
Yeah.
And it's just because of everything else that's going on.
I'm mad I'm missing that.
Yeah, so we're doing it after Christmas this year, between Christmas and New Year's. So, you know, it's just been, like, things aren't in the normal flow. And what's funny is I got my house decorated probably the earliest and the quickest I've ever done it.
Yeah.
I got it on Buy Nothing, like one of those behind the couch tables. And yeah. I made my own village this year.
Nice.
And I've got, like, my Castle Grayskull ornament on it, and, you know, because it's too big for the tree, and my Batcave one that's too big for the tree. And then I've got some of the Funko Pop Christmas things up there. This year Tosh bought me, by the way, let's talk about this fucking piece of shit. Tosh bought me the Lego Marvel Advent calendar.
I did that like last year, and like half of, or the Star Wars one, and half of them were in the wrong spots.
So this isn't even anything about wrong spots. It's the shit you get. Like, you know, I've got, so far I've gotten, I think, four minifigures. I got an Iron Man, a Captain America, a Black Widow, and a Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yesterday I opened it, and I opened two yesterday because I missed the, today's 19th, so I missed the 17th. I just forgot about it. So I opened the 17th first yesterday. All it was Doctor Strange's cape. Nothing to build, nothing to put together, just Doctor Strange's cape.
Wow.
And I was like,
I mean, that is a character, but
the cape itself, yeah, I guess. But,
kind of.
And then I was like, okay, so maybe Doctor Strange is next. No, it was a desk with an apple on it. absolutely nothing to do with Marvel. It was a desk, and you built a little lamp that sat on it, and it had an apple.
That's just dumb.
That was the... One day, it was just webs for Spider-Man.
That is a pretty crappy one.
Yeah. Yeah, huh. I've been fucking...
I'd be angry.
You know, and some of it I get. Like, one of them was a fireplace. Okay, that's Christmassy. And... But another one... A wrapping station. It was like 10 pieces.
I mean, that's Christmassy.
And I know, but in a Marvel thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Some of these make sense for the Christmas Village one you can actually buy. Okay. But they're not tall. You know, you don't build, like, they're like 10 pieces big. I've not been impressed. Oh, one of the other minifigures was Okoye. The Wakandan warrior.
Oh, yeah.
And she came with a hockey stick and puck.
Christmassy, so maybe they're saying that she, you know, she plays.
The next day was just ice skates.
Huh.
That's it.
Yeah, I'd be a little upset.
Yeah, I didn't buy it. It was one of these, Tosh went to go get her medicine at Costco. They were at Costco, and, you know, I'm going to hand it to her. She was really, you know, it's not very often.
I mean, it's a cool idea.
It's not very often she surprises me with cool things, right? And before you open the box, it's fucking looks cool. Like, you're like, sweet. It's not.
Yeah, you're like, this is awesome. And then you open it, you're like, maybe not.
Yeah, exactly. I've not been impressed. I mean, the couple Christmas Lego sets I bought are way better.
Yeah.
Like, I bought one.
I've had a couple Lego sets over the years, but yeah.
Well, I bought one, I don't know, 10 years ago now, that was just a smaller, you know, maybe 6 inches big, you know, square or whatever, 4 inches, 6 inches, something. But it was, it's Santa Claus. There's like it's like a living room set, a recliner, the fireplace, and a Christmas tree. Cute. I think I paid $6 for it. And then a couple years ago, I bought a mini, but a smaller train set, Christmas train set, you know. Oh, one of the days was a package. It was four pieces, four one-tile square pieces to build a package or present.
I think I would be upset.
Yeah, I'm really hoping this last week is something extravagant.
Hopefully. See, this is actually what Ben got me for my birthday.
What do we got there? Is that zombie? No.
Yeah, it is. It's Rob Zombie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Ben found that one. I'm like, that's freaking awesome. I never seen that one.
I hadn't seen the Rob Zombie one yet either.
Yeah. The one thing that sucks is that we went to, this week when we went to the swap meet again, they had so many pops, but like nobody knows how to fucking take care of them. Like, one of them, they wrote the price on the top of it.
Jesus.
In pen. And I'm like, fuck. And there's a couple ones that I hadn't seen that I'm like, oh, that's fucking cool. But then I'm like, the box is just trash. And I'm like, no.
Tosh even brought that up last weekend. We were at GameStop. And they had a bunch. You know, normally their price tag goes under on the UPC that that Funko puts on the box. But their clearance, we were looking at their clearance ones, their clearance are half on the cardboard, half on the plastic. Makes it even harder to take off then.
Yeah.
Like, and she was like, why would they do this? They ruined the box. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you, babe.
Yeah.
Like, so proud. So.
And that's it. I've got a couple that are like that still have the tags because I'm afraid to remove them.
Yeah, I'm too, and I see people use like lighter fluid, like Zippo fluid.
But I feel like that would
on like a Q-tip, and they kind of rub it over the top of the sticker.
Yeah,
and it eats, you know, through the eats the adhesive through the sticker. But I'm like, if it can do that, it can eat through the cardboard.
Yeah,
like, you know, or goof off. I've seen that. I'm like, now, you know, if I ever sell or do anything like that. The person who buys them can take the fucking stickers off.
Yep. Yeah, I've got a couple that are up there that are, no.
Just the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you I bought that book, speaking of?
No.
Yeah, Toby's getting it for Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome. You're going to have to tell me how he likes it.
I thought he would just get a fucking kick out of it. Me and him, we have that same poo-poo pee-pee fucking humor.
Yep.
And
oh, yeah.
I told Tosh how it even came about. She's like, how the fuck do you get Toilet Twister and Mike come up with a fucking book about it? I'm like, honestly, I have no clue how he came up with a book about it.
I just looked up Toilet. I'm like, what's Toilet Twister? So I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, fuck, there's a book.
But I was like, you know, and he showed me the book, and I was telling her, and I'm like, I was meaning like the old board game Twister with your, you know, knees above your thighs and your right elbow on your left hip and, you know, blah, 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 and, you know, pretzel pooping, you call it.
Yeah.
But, and so we were Tasha's way too fucking... She laid down on the bed with me this afternoon when I got home and was like, I need your help. And I'm like, okay, what do you need? She's like, I'm going to cry. And like, you could see it in her face. She's like, I'm so stressed out. She's like, whose presents are from who? And she pulls out her list and she's got every present written down and, you know, acronyms next to who gets what from who and blah. And I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? And she's like, you know, this is the only way I could do Christmas. And I'm like, why can't we ever do things the way I want?
Because that's just not how it works.
Yeah.
You know that. You've been married long enough. It's how they want, and then you just act like you like it.
Yeah, she's so stressed out about it. And I was like, we'll sit down tonight and figure it out. But she knows me, and she knows I plan on doing some shopping the next few days for last-minute gift ideas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I made that mistake because last night when we went to Whiskey Cake for dinner at work, I got there like an hour before we were supposed to because it was right next to the office and I wasn't driving all the way home to drive back down there. So I went and walked the mall. Wow. The mall's bigger than like South Center, but I mean, it's. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was huge, but I went to Bath and Body Works. Because that's the one thing that I usually grab for her. Zoe would usually do it for me the last couple of years, but it's like, oh, well, I guess I got to do it myself this year.
So I don't know when Tosh can listen to this, so I kind of got to watch it. But normally Samantha goes with me and Tosh buys all this cheap makeup. So all she's ever bought.
Yeah.
Like LA Colors from the dollar store, shit like that. But I still don't know what the fuck she buys.
No.
And it started with her mom buying it, and her mom used to make her a stocking every Christmas, even after we got together. And we'd show up and would give her a stocking and Tabitha a stocking. And that's kind of stopped now. But that's what she would do in these stockings was just her makeup. You know? And then all of a sudden she's like, yeah, that's on you now. You need to do this. And so I used to have Samantha go, well, I think I fucked up last year. She was nice enough not to say anything, but I think I fucked up last year because all of a sudden all this makeup's on Amazon on her fucking list that she sent me. And I'm like, oh, maybe I didn't get the right shit. Maybe plum purple wasn't the color she wanted.
Or maybe she just needed more. Yeah. See, and that's the thing, like Amber, I think in the whole like time we've been married, I think I've seen Amber wear makeup like 4 times.
Tosh doesn't wear much ever.
No.
You know, and it's never crazy colors or, you know, it's normally just around the eyes.
Yeah.
So, which is my preference anyway. So, you know,
I'm the same way. So, I'm whatever. I don't like a whole lot of makeup. Yeah. So, especially if you go watch those TikToks where they show the freaking women, like, have you watched any of those?
The glow
where they show
the women, the women with no teeth and the next thing you know, there are 10.
Yeah. Yeah. They go from like a negative 10 to a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that's always been my point, right? Like, and not to say that women in makeup don't look good, but it's like sometimes, like you said, it's like polishing a turd. You know?
I want to know what I'm going to wake up to in the morning.
I can throw a monkey suit on and look good for the night. Ain't going to turn out that way tomorrow, but...
Like I said, I want to know what I'm going to wake up in the morning. I don't want to wake up in the morning and all of a sudden, you know, she went from a 10 to a 1 in the pillow and now looks like, you know, Pennywise's evil sister freaking was sleeping there.
It looks like a Jackson Pollock on the bed sheets and pillow.
Exactly.
Oh.
The only way I wanted to look like a Jackson Pollock is because of, you know, what I left there, but.
Oh.
Yikes.
What kind of colors are you shooting?
It's old.
All right.
It's barely gray.
Here we go. Is there. Oops. Different colored.
Bad as Google's.
Sperm.
Is it thinking?
Typically, semen or semen fluid is white, gray, or cream-colored. Various factors can alter the shade, such as your lifestyle, health, and genetics. Semen that's tinged with yellow, green, pink, red, orange, or brown isn't ideal, but it may not be cause for concern unless it's accompanied by other unusual... Okay, hold the fuck on here. We're clicking the article now.
God. Right.
Genital soreness, itching, or burning could point to an underlying infection or other condition. When it comes to consistency, semen that's thicker than usual could be a sign of dehydration. Your semen may show slight color changes throughout your life, even when in good health. If your semen changes color significantly in color, consistency, amount, or smell... Have you ever smelt your semen?
No.
Uh-uh.
What do they think that you do? After you're done, you like bring it up to your mouth and like sniff it?
Go down and suck it out? rub your nose
I'm not
in it.
I'm not Snowball.
Your wife grabs your head, rubs your nose in it. Bad boy, don't do this again. Bad boy. Or smell, consult a healthcare professional. Likewise, if your ejaculation is accompanied by an itch or pelvic pain, it's time to consult a clinician. Where's the color stuff?
No. I want to know what parts of your diet can make it change color.
Is it normal for semen to smell? Oh. Ammonia, bleach, or chlorine scent. Fish or rotten egg scent. Sniff the semen tree for scale.
What? Weird.
What does semen smell like that? Why does... Certain foods can give semen... Can give a sweet scent. And then in parentheses... And taste! Exclamation point.
I've heard pineapple.
But eating or drinking acidic substances can make your semen smell foul. Some infections and conditions can influence its odor, too. Read on to learn why semen has a distinct scent. I want to know how you get the fucking colors. Where did that part of the article go?
I don't know. That part's missing. See, I keep looking at this whole like list that you have here on Netflix. Have you the official teaser trailer there? All the way to the left in the middle. Have you looked at that one?
What's that now?
I keep looking at all the stuff you have on your YouTube. Have you looked at that official teaser trailer there in the middle?
Oh, I have not watched it yet. I'm afraid.
The teaser trailer looks good. It looks interesting. I mean, it's got Kevin Bacon in it. Bronson Pinchot is there.
Really?
Yeah, because he was in most of them. He was in a few, even all the way up
right.
to three, I think. Yeah.
If your semen's and yellow or brownish with specks, sounds like a fucking Jelly Belly. What's that?
Yellow, brownish with flecks?
Yeah, what's that Jelly Belly? The where you? It's either a good flavor or a bad flavor.
Oh yeah, the Bean Boozled.
Bean Boozled. There you go. May indicate
you're playing Bean Boozled
your
with your semen.
Yellow or brown semen may not be cause for concern, but it could indicate a problem that requires treatment. Brown sperm means that you pulled out too late. fucking A.
Yikes.
I guess that means I'm healthy because I don't think I've ever seen any other color.
I don't pay a whole lot of attention.
My sperm
to
doesn't
what
come
color
out
it is.
Like Karma Chameleon.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, the only time I want to like pay attention to what it looks like is if it's like going onto someone, which I've been married for 23 years. It's pretty much going into the onto the floor of the shower. So
you're skinny enough now that you should be able to see it.
Yeah, but I don't like I said it's going on the floor of the shower and then it's washing off and yeah, you know. Yeah.
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 I mean, it is what it is, but yeah.
It is.
Oh, well,
did you see our wreaths?
Huh?
In my pictures, did you see the wreaths that we put up for Christmas? In my pictures? There's the one on the door that's actually Christmassy, and then the other one I think just may stay there all year.
Did I miss it? Let me see.
I mean, I put a whole picture of it. Like, I decorated the whole yard.
I did not see this.
Yeah. I decorated the whole yard. We have a whole menagerie of freaking animals out there. Blow-ups.
I was going to say, I like some of the blow-ups. The dragon's cute. Stitch is cute.
There's two dragons. There's a big one and a little one.
In my Christmas bins this year, my empty box, my boxes for my blow-ups were there. The blow-ups were not there. I don't know where the fuck they are.
We had to go. I had to order bigger spikes. Because the wind, it's so windy here that they just kept trying to blow away. So I had to get like actual like 8-inch long like nails to freaking nail them into the
now the
yard
shit
so they
show
won't blow
one.
Away.
That's awesome. So I have basically that wood sign, "Welcome to the Shit Show."
Yeah,
and we put all the kids' school pictures around it, and then I found another one a year after I got that one that says "Ringmasters of the Shit Show." And we put, me and Tosh put our wedding pictures around it.
No, that's awesome.
So, yeah. That's the
we
first
saw that
time
at
you see me walk in the house.
When we went to that Christmas thing that I told you about, yeah. Where it was that German Christmas festival. That's where we found that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, I'm glad we didn't end on semen.
No. But now we just did.
But nope, because we're going to end with Corey Taylor, as promised. We will, you know, take this out. We do want to, I do anyways, I shouldn't speak for all of us, but take this time to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa, if that's what you're into.
Happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah's passed, but good call.
Oh, it has, that's right.
Yep.
It is.
We did bring up the first night of Hanukkah, that first week that we recorded during Hanukkah there.
Yep,
but,
that's right.
Yep. So, happy holidays to everybody. Enjoy the time. Be safe. Make memories. All that fun shit. And now enjoy some Corey fucking Taylor.
Yes.
With all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
And hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.
There ain't nothing more depressing than a pine tree, gussied up with candy canes and balls. Those carolers have kept me up for hours. It's Merry Christmas seeping through my walls. No, I'm no Wiccan commie nut or nothing, but there's one damn holiday that I can't stand. It ain't Halloween or Thanksgiving or even April Fool's, but it'll surely make a fool out of every man. Ha! If I ain't drunk, then it ain't Christmas. You know where to stick those jingle bells. If I ain't hammered, it ain't Hanukkah.
first go to hell. If I got got it a Kwanzaa, joy to the world, Jackie Coons. If I drunk it, it ain't Christmas, 'cause I ain't never anything but roots. Now every year the malls are just a madhouse, full of empty pockets, thoughts and smiles. Just the smell of eggnog makes me vomit, and those colored lights are fucking infantile. I think we collectively as a people should rise against this corporate jolly noise and tell the world, let's buy some peace and quiet for a change before we spend it all on fucking toys. Ah! So if I ain't drunk, then it ain't Christmas. You know where's the ghost in the rails? If I ain't hammered and ain't conquered, la 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 la, go fuck yourself. If I ain't cockeyed and ain't Kwanzaa, joy to the world, I'm getting stoned. If I ain't drunk and it ain't Christmas, so leave this goddamn screws the fuck alone.